Rabbi, when did you come here? That's the question the crowd asks Jesus today. The question is loaded with much deeper meanings, but those asking it are totally unaware of that. Where Jesus comes from will be a constant source of misunderstanding, both on the part of the people and of the Jewish leadership throughout his life. Jesus begins by telling the crowds that they've come in search of him not because of the signs that he's doing, but because of the bread that he's been giving them to eat. They've missed the point of what Jesus was doing. They've seen the things that Jesus was doing, but they've missed the sign, the deeper meaning behind them. The food that they're looking for is lunch or dinner. It's not the food that counts. The real food brings life that never ends, and that's the food that Jesus is offering. The very same thing happens when our Lord talks about the spring of water gushing up to eternal life, which he promised the Samaritan woman. Note that Jesus asks us not just to believe, but to believe in. Believing in involves a total and unconditional commitment of our whole selves to Jesus, to the gospel, and to the vision of life that he offers, making it our life. Jesus is speaking of the nourishment which the Eucharist is the sign and sacrament, nourishment which comes from the Word of God in Scripture and in the whole Christian community experience. It's important that we don't limit the truth of Christ as the bread of life simply to the Eucharist, but as the capstone of our entire Catholic life of faith. This is Deacon Paul Kotlowski from St. Joseph's Parish in Strongsville.